Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast. I'm so glad that you are joining us from wherever it is, maybe another nation, another city, or locally. So glad that you are tuning in today. I am talking today about identity, one of the topics that we all need to hear. There's not a person out there that does not need to hear the topic of identity. I'm going to read to you Galatians chapter 4. I'm going to read to you 6 and 7. And the word of the Lord says, because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. And then in verse 7, he says, so you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. So I'm going to give you some key points. I've got an entire teaching on how to know your identity. How do you get to know who you are? How do you get to the place where you do have identity and we don't find ourselves in other things? You can go and check out my complete YouTube videos there on identity and also on rejection, and they will really bless your life. So I'm going to give you some quick key points. How do I know if I know who I am? Oftentimes we think we know who we are, but there's a lot of things that rise up to indicate otherwise. So I'm going to give you some key points. Listen up. And this is kind of like a profile to know if you really do know who you are. Because when you know who you are and you know your identity in Him, number one, you're not going to be influenced easily. So somebody who knows who they are is not somebody who's going to be influenced and swayed easily. Jesus in the Bible knew who He was. He was around tax collectors. He was around people that were wicked, if you will. Some of them, He was around some sinful people. The Pharisees would mock Him and make fun of Him. They say, how dare you even be near the prostitute? But see, He was not influenced. Rather, He influenced others. So when you know who you are, you're not easily swayed. You're not easily persuaded by something that is contrary, that's going to pull you out of the things of God. So when we know who we are, it's an influence that you want to be around, an influence that is godly, an influence that is going to take you up, not down. And so when you know who you are, even when you're maybe you're a young person, peer pressure, or even an older person for that matter, you're not easily swayed by peer pressure. Although it's there and although it's tempting you, but when you know who you are, you're not persuaded to go in the opposite direction. So that's how you know that you know who you are, because you are not easily influenced by gossipers, easily influenced by mockers. You're not easily influenced by, you know, people who are trying to get you to drink, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not easily swayed. We kind of have a strong root system, if you will. We're grounded and we know who we are. And if you like me, well, that's awesome. And if you don't like me, well, then I guess that would be awesome also. You know, it's almost one of those things where you are grounded in who you are. You're solid. And so that is an indication that you know who you are. Another indication is that you become a warrior. When you know who you are, you can fight. Because fight in the spirit realm. And I don't mean a physical fight. I mean a spiritual battle. We are wrestling against demonic forces and principalities and rulers of this dark world. So we are in a war, spiritual warfare. And so until Jesus comes for us, but you know how to fight. You don't cower. When you know who you are, you can enter into battle. You understand that you are fighting principalities and rulers and authorities. And you know, you're not fighting people. You are fighting spirits that the enemy is using through people, but you don't really retrieve. When you know who you are, you don't retrieve. You don't back down. You don't give up the fight. You stay in it until the promise is manifested. You don't leave or evade the battle, if you will. You don't walk away from a battle because it got heated. When you know who you are, you stay there until you receive your inheritance, until you receive the promise of God. Somebody who retrieves or quits or backs out is somebody who does not know who they are. When you know who you are, you stick it out until the fullness comes, until you enter into a territory and the kingdom enters. So you don't back down, you don't cave in. When I was young, I remember when I was a young person, I'm a young person, but when I was in middle school, I remember these girls would come and they would try to, you know, come and try to beat me up. And I remember I would always talk my way out of it. but I would back out. I was one of the, I was scared. So I had a sister that would fight for me because she was a really good fighter. And but I would back down because I didn't know who I was. And so as I started to know who I was, that I'm a daughter, that I'm not a slave, that I'm not just anybody, that I started to understand that I have all of heaven backing me up. That if I am in the will of God and I'm in this spiritual battle, and I know that I'm being persecuted because of doing right, not for doing wrong. And I understand that I've got all these angels behind me. I know that I'm not fighting by myself. So when you know who you know whose you are, and you know who's going to back you up. So that's another sign. You don't doubt. That's another indication that you know who you are. People who know who they are, they don't fall prey to doubt. Their faith level rises to another level. How you know that you have entered into identity to another dimension is because your faith starts to rise. So you start to have this faith in you, and you just have this certainty that God is going to come through. And so when we know who we are and that we are sons of God, we know that God's backing is there. We know that he's got our future, that he's got our present, and that he's going to use the past. We know that he still has a plan. We know that God has not left us because he does not leave his children. The Bible says if he knows how to give, we know how to give good gifts to our children that are here on earth, how much more will the Heavenly Father give good gifts to them that love him? So he's a good dad. And so when you know who you are, you know that he's your papa. You know that he's your daddy, and your faith level rises because you know who has you. Now, we do understand, according to the scriptures, that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And so the enemy will come and accuse you. You know, maybe you failed. Somebody who knows who they are, they can fail, but they recognize that they are not failure. So they can fail, but they are not a failure. And so the enemy will come, point his finger, and start to accuse you. Now, I can fail, but that's not who I am. I can miss the mark, but that's not who I am. So somebody who knows who they are can miss it, shake it off, not beat themselves over the head. That is considered pride. And say, yes, I'm sorry, but that's not who I am. That's another version of me. I'm becoming more like Jesus. Now, another way to indicate that you know who you are is that you obey. So when you are obedient to the things of God, it's an indication that you know who you are. Rebellion stems from not knowing who you are. When you know who you are, you know that he loves you. You're one to obey him. First John always talks about love. It talks about obedience. It says, if you love him, then obey his commands. Rebellion is a sign of not knowing who you are. Any form of rebellion, resistance to God. When you are divided with God, divided in the kingdom of God, when you bring division, all of that is a sign that you don't know who you are. And sometimes we need affirmation from other people. You know, that's another indication. You're always looking for other people to tell you, yay. Well, nobody said that I did it good. And looking for that affirmation is an indication you don't know who you are. When you know who you are, you know that you're his daughter. And you just know that he's the one that comes to affirm you. So when you know who you are, you know where you stand, okay? In other words, you can face persecution because we're going to face persecution. On the other side of persecution, right, there's blessed assurance. There's great things that are going to happen, increase and multiplication and all that wonderful thing. But on the other side of that blessing, there is persecution. So we are going to be persecuted when we follow Jesus. That's inevitable. Anytime we want to follow after Jesus, we're going to face persecution. The enemy knows that we are advancing. The enemy knows that we are winning people for Jesus. The enemy knows that we're bringing an impact to the world. And so persecution starts to rise. But when somebody knows who they are, they don't shrink back in persecution. They just understand that it's part of your walk, okay? You have this confidence. You still have this boldness about you. You have a security about you. Those are all indications that you know who you are. You feel secure in who you are. You don't find your identity in even your accomplishments. You don't going, you know, man, I need to attain that in order to make myself feel better. Or I need my church to be, you know, this size to make myself feel better. Now, we want our churches to grow because we want to win souls, but not because it's making me feel better. I've known so many people that have such a lack of identity, and they find themselves and all the accomplishments, how many likes you've got and this and that. But you listen, that is a lack of identity. We don't find ourselves in what we wear. I don't live to earn. I don't earn praises. When you know who you are, you're not living to earn a praise from somebody else, attention from other people. Trying to earn is always going to paralyze you. And so you got to understand that God is saying to you, you are a son, you are not a slave. As a matter of fact, I'm speaking to people who don't feel good enough. I feel like I'm speaking to people that maybe have felt that they don't feel like they're good enough. You feel like you just haven't attained. You have to understand that you are an error. You got to go and listen to these podcasts, and not only the podcasts, but also my YouTube on identity. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. You've got to realize that God created you in His image and in His likeness. In order for you to reach that and attain of knowing who you are, there's a lot of surrender that goes in that. You may ask, well, how did you get to the place where you didn't know who you were and now you do know, who you are? Well, there was a process to that. And sometimes when we go through the fire, sometimes when we're being processed, God has to chip away a lot of the things that affirmed us, a lot of the things where we found ourselves in. Me personally, I found myself in different things, in my accomplishment, even when I was in high school. I was this, that, and the other. If you read Passionate Pursuit, you'll find in my chapters that I go through that, where I was looking for that affirmation in people. And we can't find it in people. People are going to disappoint you. Everybody's going to disappoint us. And so we have to find our affirmation, our attention. We have to find everything in God. And when you find it in Him and He becomes your sole purpose for everything, then it's incredible, because then you start to realize what a daughter is. And so I have learned over these last 2 years, it's been an incredible journey with God, what kind of daughter I am to Him, how He loves me unconditionally, that it's not whether I attain or don't attain. If I made the mark or didn't make the mark, that doesn't change His love towards me. And that is so liberating. And that is so freeing to stand and know who you are with all, even in Christianity, we do that. We don't have to go very far. Now we see it in Christianity. It's like who you took the picture with, who you're associated with. And then it just, we applaud, we're used to the applauses. Listen, that's not where your identity is. We have to get to a place where, and I personally have been through a place and in a season where God has to really shave off everything so that it's just me and God. And when you find yourself where it's just you and God, that is the place that He begins to affirm you. I want to pray for people that are here listening. You're listening to me. You say, I have struggled with this. I don't quite know who I am. I retrieve. I don't stick it out in the battleground. Sometimes want to quit. I feel insecure. I get around people maybe with money and I feel insecure. Or I get around people, of authority and I get insecure and I don't know who I am. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that you have an encounter with God and that would be your pursuit so that you can know who you are. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person that is watching me today. And Lord, their desire is for them to know who they are. And nobody can tell them that but you. You are their dad. And nobody can define who they are but you. So I pray for every listener and I pray for every viewer that would have an encounter with Father, with Dad, with God, a daddy who can affirm them, who can fill the void, that whatever area in their lives they are filling, other than the presence of God, other than the daughter and father relationship, God, I pray that you would empty that area and that you would fill them with your love. And that they would know, God, that they are important, that they are very special in your eyes. They are the apple of your eyes. I pray that you would encounter them as you have encountered me, and that they would find themselves, God, in you and not in anything else. I pray for encounters while they pray. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would begin to reveal in this podcast areas where they have not understood who they are. I pray that it would expose and that it would reveal every area in their lives where they have been affirmed in anything other than God. Father, expose those areas and empty them out of that so that you can fill it, so that the Holy Spirit can be filled there. Father, I ask this, that your people would know who they are, so that they would not be outwitted by the enemy, so that they would not fall prey to all kinds of systems, even in Christianity. Father, I pray for a stable people, a healthy people, healthy hearts and minds that know who they are. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you made that prayer with me, and I hope you were blessed by this podcast, and I pray that you would be in pursuit. I know that this podcast isn't perhaps going to get you to there, to that place of knowing who you are, but at least it's a start, and at least it'll be a place where you will persistently ask God to show you who you are. Until next time, I love you guys. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, and please comment down below. I'd love to pray for you if you have a prayer request. Until next time, I love you guys.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.